This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump said Thursday evening that coronavirus vaccines will be delivered by early as next week. The whole world is suffering and we are rounding the curve, Trump said. And the vaccines are being delivered next week or the week after. Trump noted that frontline workers, medical personnel, and senior citizens would be the vaccine's first recipients. John Gilbert Getty, the grandson of oil tycoon J. Paul Getty, has died. He was 52. John, a musician, died on Friday in San Antonio, Texas. John leaves behind his daughter, Ivy, his brothers, Peter and Billy. John's mother, Ann Gilbert Getty, passed in September. Let's take a look at those Thanksgiving football scores. Texas beat the Lions 41-25, and Washington beat up Dallas 41-16. Star quarterback Lamar Jackson tested positive for COVID-19 and will not play on Sunday against the Steelers if the game does not get shut down. Lamar Jackson is the quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens. USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hawaii Congressperson Tulsi Gabbard called on President Trump to pardon National Security Agency whistleblower Edward Snowden and WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange.
So first I introduce HRES 1162 with my colleague Congressman Matt Gaetz that very simply calls on our government to drop all charges against Edward Snowden for the actions that he took in the public interest to expose a mass government surveillance program on all Americans that violates our privacy and civil liberties and that courts deemed illegal more than once. Now, Snowden, Assange, and others are being prosecuted under this same Espionage Act.
Ms. Gabbard is introducing legislation that will allow whistleblowers a chance to defend their actions in court. That is not allowed with the current law. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control, or CDC, is considering shortening the number of days it recommends a person self-quarantine after possible exposure to the coronavirus. A top agency official told the Wall Street Journal the CDC hopes more people would comply with quarantine guidelines if the time is shortened to 7 to 10 days, followed by a negative test. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
President Trump held his first press conference since the election. Let's listen in to some of the comments.
So bad in Georgia, they don't want to show us signatures. The reason they don't want to show us signatures is very simple, because we will find thousands and thousands. It's a very close race. It's hair thin. But we'll find thousands and thousands of discrepancies, fraud. Why they aren't wanting to show those signatures is amazing. They're doing recounts, and even in the recount, they found thousands of votes that were off. But now we want to look at the signatures, and you will find tens of thousands of false ballots, forged ballots. You'll see it all over. You're going to see a lot of it. And you go to Pennsylvania, you saw the meeting we had yesterday with Pennsylvania. You saw people come up, they went to vote, and they said, no, you can't vote. Somebody else already sent in a ballot. and a woman, but this is happening tens of thousands of times. I think it was 600 and some odd thousand, 687,000 fraudulent votes cast in Pennsylvania.
Online learning seems to be failing our kids, USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
Students in one of the most sought-after school districts are apparently struggling with online learning. F grades are up 83% this year in Fairfax County, Virginia, the largest school system in the nation. Among the students with disabilities, Fs are up 111%. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Fresh and independent, this is Bill Martinez.
Thanksgiving, America. Pray was a safe one and just a wonderful time to get together with family. For those that took the chance to come together in spite of all the fear mongering, no doubt that this is a serious pandemic that we're dealing with. But I have faith, DeRoy Murdoch, and the American people to be reasonable and to do the right thing. I mean, to come together. I mean, let's face it. I mean, a key to our humanity is human touch and connection, and without that, we do not thrive very well.
Oh, Bill, I think you're absolutely right, and I hope everybody enjoyed a great Thanksgiving. And this is something vital to human existence, is being around other humans. I mean, we're social creatures, and obviously we want to be careful and wear masks, wash hands, use hand sanitizer, all of that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But the idea that we're all just going to sit at home and, you know, barricade ourselves until the vaccine arrives or until our turn comes to take it, which could be December for people who really need them and first responders. Mm-hmm. Could be April or May for younger people who are not quite at risk. But, you know, we can't just keep ourselves locked up and solitary through Thanksgiving and Christmas and I assume New Year's and then Easter and who knows what else.
Right.
So we need to get out there and see people, see our loved ones, and they need to see us. I mean,
exactly.
My mother's 81, my dad 88. I love them very much, and I've not seen either of them since Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I miss them, and they miss me. And
are they still in Los Angeles? Are they on that?
They're in Southern California.
So they're having to deal like you and I. Mean, you and I both grew up in Southern California, and here it is. And I've got kids still there. Three of my sons are still there dealing with the 10P to 5A, quarantine.
Yeah, they've got that, and I just think a couple of days ago they shut down outdoor dining. And
yes,
I can understand maybe the argument for indoor dining or too much capacity, whatever. But outdoor dining, why is this a bad thing?
Right.
And getting rid of it completely, this is just going to be the death knell for so many restaurants, which barely are holding on. Another thing that completely baffles me is the idea that, well, we'll open the restaurants, we can have 25 or 50% capacity, but they've got to close at 10 p.m.
Yes.
Does the COVID vaccine, these viruses wear watches? I mean, they become twice as deadly.
Yeah, they're time-released.
I would love to hear what the science is that says you can have dinner at 9:45 and that's okay, but at 10:15 you're going to catch COVID and die. If there is such a study, I'm really eager to see it. My guess is there is no such study, and this is just another arbitrary and capricious edict based on anything but science.
Well, Roy, speaking of that and speaking of the numbers, yes, they look foreboding, you know, the top line. But you've got to consider that we're testing six times more people than we were testing, you know, 5-6 months ago. So this has progressed quite long, you know, with Operation Warp Speed, the press by the government to, you know, do testing. This was the big complaint. We weren't doing enough testing. Now we're doing testing. The numbers, of course, are corresponding. But look at the death numbers. I mean, they're really quite low compared to those early models that said that we were going to have, you know, millions of deaths by this time. It's far from that. This is not to minimize, but it's to let's put in proper context and reason so that we respond reasonably to this pandemic, that we're not, so fearful that we're afraid of our own shadows.
No, this is quite correct, and this has become so sadly and needlessly politicized. I mean, President Trump gets zero credit for stopping the flights coming in from China one day after the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 to be a global health threat. Mm-hmm. The next day, he shut down the planes coming in from China. Had he not done so, the estimates are that rather than 250,000 dead, we'd have a million, 1.5 million, 2 million people dead. He just would have had that many more sick people coming in and infecting others.
Exactly.
They infect others and so on and so on and so on. Number one. Number two, I've heard Biden say, if I get in, I'm going to ramp up testing. Well, guess what? We've already ramped up testing. We went from no tests at all,
right,
and no machines, none of these technologies. I think it's somewhere in the 50s, 50 different kinds of tests, something like this. You've got mm-hmm. the Abbott test, which is a 15-minute test. You've got antigen tests, which can tell you've had the virus before. Certain ones, see if you have it right this minute. Those tests didn't exist. The president leaned on the private sector to produce these tests. They did. They've been rolled out. People are getting tested like crazy. I think we're up to 120 million tests have been performed, something like this.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, as you say, Operation Warp Speed, we've got three vaccine candidates between 90 and 95% effective in a matter of about 8 months. I mean, this is basically the biological equivalent of the Manhattan Project.
Right.
People get these vaccines, which normally take 8 or 10 years. To get them done in 8 or 9 months is amazing.
Yeah, so it's historic. It really is. Yeah.
And who does get credit, amazingly enough, is my governor here in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Give him an Emmy.
Yeah,
be kidding me.
They literally gave him an Emmy for his TV news conferences. Gave him an Emmy, never mind the fact that he is the man who issued the order that COVID-19 positive senior citizens had to be sent back into nursing homes. The nursing homes were not allowed to block them. They were not allowed to test them. And all of a sudden, you had nursing homes where nobody was sick. They let in a sick patient who's COVID-19 positive, but maybe not so sick that the person can't go back to the nursing home. And guess what? The uninfected seniors get COVID-19, and a lot of them die. The number is estimated at roughly 11,000 elderly Americans who drop dead needlessly because Andrew Cuomo insisted that they be put back into their nursing homes. He should be probably arrested for negligent homicide. Instead, Hollywood literally gives him an Emmy for his news conferences.
Absolutely. Exactly.
Mind-blowing.
Right, without a doubt. You know, and to your point about the politicization of this whole situation and the Trump administration, MRC, I don't know if you saw this study or not, that they just released, that they particularly focused on the swing states, and they asked the people there if they knew about Operation Warp Speed, the success of how the president handled the pandemic, and they did not know. Almost half the voters that voted for Biden did not know, and they said that had they known, anywhere from 5-8% would have not voted for Joe Biden just for that particular issue alone. So the media was very successful in squashing, to your point, the triumphs of the Trump administration. And this was all part and parcel of the cabal between the supposedly fair and free media and, social media outlets and the like, that went after this president, politicized everything. And even in spite of that, look at what the president's been able to do on behalf of the people.
No, you're absolutely right about that. And it'd be one thing if the left said, look, Trump did, yes, he did X, Y, Z, but we wish he'd done more. They didn't say that. I literally heard, I think it was either Biden or Andrew Cuomo, I forget which of the two, said, quote, Trump hasn't even begun to respond, unquote. That was back about a week before the election. Hasn't even begun to respond. Wow. Now, you can fault this effort, or maybe he didn't do that quite right, or perhaps this could have been done a little bit better, but the idea that the president did not respond when we had no ventilators, and now we're actually exporting ventilators, we had no vaccines coming, now we've got vaccines being rolled out. These tests, this is a brand new disease. This isn't like we're fighting the mumps.
Exactly.
We've known for thousands of years. Mm-hmm. This is a brand new disease that came out of nowhere. Nobody expected it. It erupted in late January, and within 8 months, we've got vaccines, we've got therapeutics, we've got
Remdesivir.
Remdesivir, exactly.
Right. Right.
And the other therapeutics which are helping people who go to the hospital. Mm-hmm. All these things came out of nowhere, and the reason that they, I shouldn't say they came out of nowhere, they didn't exist before.
Exactly.
And the reason they came into being was President Trump rode these people. He didn't say, let's study it, let's debate it, let's think about it, let's twiddle our thumbs. He said, I want answers, I want them now, stay up late, cancel your vacations, bust your rear ends, and bring these things into the marketplace and get people healthy.
All hands on deck, but we got to go to break. Mm-hmm. We've got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
The Tide Ministry is partnering with Child Evangelism Fellowship to broadcast their Good News Club program into the Muslim and Arab countries of the Middle East. The goal is to capture the attention of children through televised puppet shows. The puppets engage in drama and animated conversations that cover the apologetics of Christianity and explain the truth about Jesus in their own language without attacking other faiths. This enables children throughout the Middle East to hear of God's love and learn the basics of the Christian faith in a format that engages their attention. Ultimately, the Tide Ministry and CEF hope to lead children into meaningful relationships with Christ and guide them to be witnesses in their communities.
To learn more about the Tide Global Radio Ministry and this initiative to help children throughout the Middle East learn the truth about Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call Get Callers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, conversation with DeRoy Murdoch continues. DeRoy is a Fox News contributor, Manhattan-based, and contributing editor of National Review Online. Before the break, we were talking about the politicization of this pandemic, which is an all-out war against the people. And instead of us coming together as a force united against this war, it's like the lever pullers have us right where they want us, Murdoch, at each other's throats, disparate, and where we can be controlled and manipulated.
Yeah, this is unfortunate but true. I think that so many people, if they knew about all the things that President Trump has done effectively and positively about COVID-19, I think a grand total of 100,000, 120,000 votes spread across a number of swing states would have meant he would have been reelected.
Yeah.
And the media did an excellent job of not covering the positive news. I believe he had, this was maybe about 2 weeks ago, he had a press conference where he talked about some of the positive COVID-19 news. And in the middle of the press conference, they pulled away and had people comment on what he was saying rather than just let him say it.
Right.
So they made a real effort to squelch this news.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, you had people like either Biden or Andrew Cuomo, I wish remember which, saying that, quote, President Trump hasn't even begun to respond, unquote, which is just an extraordinary comment. The idea that he just, went and played golf as soon as COVID-19 came out. I don't know if people remember, but every single day he and his coronavirus task force had these briefings.
Exactly.
5 or 6, 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
They'd come in and give us updates on the PPE equipment, the ventilators, the vaccines, wear a mask, don't wear a mask, et cetera. They'd bring in scientists in to talk. Bring in people from the from FEMA to talk about the delivery mechanisms for all these things, and then Trump would stand there and take questions for sometimes 45 minutes or an
hour. Exactly. Right.
So, he was extremely open, extremely transparent, fully focused. I think he left the White House only once to greet the USNS Comfort as it sailed up the as it left Virginia to go up the coast and come here into New York City where I live to help us out.
Exactly.
Other than that, he was in the White House the whole time for the better part of 2 months, completely focused on this extremely urgent matter. And again, it gets zero credit for it.
Yeah, and look what he did for New York. Again, not only you got the USS Comfort coming there, to New York, but also New York was in trouble because they misappropriated $5 billion. They decided to go throw it at windmills and green energy instead of using it for its intended purpose, which was for PPE. Bill Gates had warned in 2015 that, the next big problem that we were going to have was a pandemic. You even had Dr. Fauci was involved in establishing the Wuhan lab against the wishes of Barack Obama, as you'll recall. And his team was there for 18 months. They came back and said, we had to get out of here. These guys are loose cannons. There's going to be a problem there. So Dr. Fauci had a leg up and an understanding of what was going on in the Wuhan lab, but you never hear about it to this day. But getting back to Cuomo, Cuomo had really, instead of putting that money, the billions of dollars, to PPE, he was left empty. His cupboards were bare, but for Donald Trump to scramble and put the teams together to build out these ventilators, to the degree that we are now distributing them around the world when going into this. This is all done in a matter of months, DeRoy.
Mm-hmm.
And, and for them to say, oh, he did nothing, he hasn't done anything. I mean, what a big fat lie. And the people aren't holding, Joe Biden or Cuomo or de Blasio or any of these other talking heads. They're not holding them accountable for this big lie they're throwing on the people.
Yeah, a big lie extended by, again, Andrew Cuomo, my governor, unfortunately, who had this incredibly ungenerous and obnoxious comment when the news of the Pfizer vaccine coming out at 90% effectiveness. And he said, well, that's good news. The bad news is that the vaccine is going to come out during the Trump administration, not during the Biden administration.
Right.
Horrible comment. I mean,
exactly.
President Trump bent over backwards to bring in the Comfort Hospital ship here to New York to build a 3,000-bed temporary hospital at the Javits Convention Center in about 9 days, sent tons of PPE stuff, sent financial assistance to New Yorkers, et cetera. And at the time it happened, Cuomo could not have been more gracious, more thankful. He said, oh, what a wonderful job President Trump is doing. Well, everyone's forgotten those quotes. Now he's running around saying, oh, he never did anything. He just sat around. He, you know, went and played golf when people were dying.
Right.
Totally different story 6 months ago when Andrew Cuomo could not have said more gracious and generous things about the president's response and that of his team. And now he sings a totally different story.
See, this is what makes people sick about politics.
Yeah.
I mean, with stuff like that. Now, I understand you just got back from an overseas trip with NSA Director Robert O'Brien. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. I was fortunate enough to be invited by the National Security Advisor, National Security Council, and National Security Advisor Robert C. O'Brien to join him on a trip to Asia, from which I just returned a couple of nights ago. We were in Japan briefly at the Yokota Air Base, then on to Vietnam and to the Philippines. And in Japan, he met with his opposite number. They focused all, as he did, as did the other leaders, on the threat from China. They're concerned about China's assertive, if not aggressive, behavior in that region. The Japanese National Security Advisor, his opposite number in Vietnam and also in the Philippines, also expressed a concern about the islands that the Chinese are building, the military islands the Chinese are building out in the middle of the ocean, the pressure they're putting on shipping, their attacks on Indian troops in the Himalayas, their crushing of democracy and freedom in Hong Kong. And every stop where we made, I saw O'Brien make this point that China is aggressive. We need to stand up to them, that U.S. weakness towards China and allied weakness toward China is provocative rather than palliative,
mm-hmm.
and that the U.S. and our allies and friends over there need to be ever vigilant against the growing right. Chinese threat. And if we are assertive against them, we can keep it in check. If we lean back mm-hmm. and hope that they're nice to us, that's when, in fact, they're probably going to be.
Well, they're understandably concerned because of a Biden administration. There's no indication that Biden is going to hold on to Trump policies that have held China into account. I mean, I can tell you anecdotally, I'm getting emails around the world from people who are absolutely freaking out over a Biden administration. They consider Trump as their lifeline, as their protector, and quote unquote, Murdoch, I mean, they're saying without Trump, the communists are going to be on steroids. They're going to take it to the next level, and they're dealing with communism right now, and they can't imagine how much worse it can get, but they know it will without a Donald Trump.
Well, that's why I hope all these recounts and the litigation end up with Trump, in fact, winning this election. But if that doesn't happen and we have a Biden-Harris administration, I just don't see them being tough towards China. I understand that people already are lining up near the border, hoping to run across the border on January 20th if President Trump is not in the White House, knowing that they'll be they'll throw their arms open and they'll be welcome to come in and, you know, without papers or anything else.
Exactly.
And my even deeper fear is that the ISIS and al-Qaeda elements, which have been very, very amazingly beautifully quiet over the last couple of years, might think, well, let's go see if we can rough up the infidels now that the chief infidel, Trump, is back at Trump Tower if he's not in the White House. And we might see bombs going off in restaurants and on buses and, God forbid, even on airplanes.
Exactly.
I hope I'm wrong about that, but my fear is that they will feel all the cats away and the mice are going to, you know, come back.
Have their day. Exactly.
Yes.
Well, the fact that America has been tenderized by all these Antifa anarchists and Black Lives Matter activists, I mean, this really makes this ripe. I mean, we've been tenderized over the last year over, you know, all this street violence. So why not?
Yeah, tenderized and terrorized. I mean, I live in New York. I was in Washington, D.C. a couple of days ago, and you still see all these storefronts covered up with plywood.
Right, exactly.
Supposedly, as I say, both sides do it. I'm still waiting for the right-wing riots now that the media have decided that Biden is the president-elect. I don't remember people on the right rioting.
I was going to say, when has there been a report of a right-wing riot?
I mean, usually when right-wingers show up, they clean up the streets and leave quietly. And the left, of course, burns things down and breaks windows. And then they engage what I call 100% off shopping, 100% off discount shopping.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, who needs Black Friday? When you've got a good riot on the streets and, the police are told to stand down and these Democratic leaders say, hey, leave them alone. It's their rite of passage. I mean, they deserve to be able to, blight their cities and destroy the jobs of their neighbors and that. Somehow in their calculus, it makes sense. I mean, this is astounding, isn't it?
I heard a Black Lives Matter activist be polite in Chicago when they tore up the Magnificent Mile. She said, it's not looting, it's reparations.
Well, that says it all, doesn't it? DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, has been our guest. DeRoy, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you, buddy. Take care.
Thanksgiving, you, Bill. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump said Thursday evening that coronavirus vaccines will be delivered by early as next week. The whole world is suffering and we are rounding the curve, Trump said. And the vaccines are being delivered next week or the week after. Trump noted that frontline workers, medical personnel, and senior citizens would be the vaccine's first recipients. John Gilbert Getty, the grandson of oil tycoon J. Paul Getty, has died. He was 52. John, a musician, died on Friday in San Antonio, Texas. John leaves behind his daughter, Ivy, his brothers, Peter and Billy. John's mother, Ann Gilbert Getty, passed in September. Let's take a look at those Thanksgiving football scores. Texas beat the Lions 41-25, and Washington beat up Dallas 41-16. Star quarterback Lamar Jackson tested positive for COVID-19 and will not play on Sunday against the Steelers if the game does not get shut down. Lamar Jackson is the quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your fault. The start, the fight, you're gone. You've come so far, keep going.
Welcome back, America. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Trust it was a good one for you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And with us right now is Danielle DiMartino Booth. She is the CEO and chief strategist for Quill Intelligence, LLC. She's also an author of a provocative book that we've talked about many times on the show. And I'm looking forward to our continuing conversation. The title of the book, Fed Up, An Insider's Take on Why the Federal Reserve is Bad for America. Danielle, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
I'm happy to be here today.
Well, stock market, first time, 30,000. I mean, just unbelievable what's been going on in the market. What do you say? I mean, you know, it's interesting. I mean, this is happening toward the end of what could be a Trump administration. And, of course, Biden administration wants to take credit for it. But, you know, it's interesting how politics works, right?
Yes, it definitely is. And, you know, I wouldn't be so quick to judge Biden taking credit for this or that, because we are seeing renewed deterioration in the job market. And this economy is all about the job market. So it's one of these things where you would say not so fast.
Right. Well, certainly, yes, I would think. And, of course, his theme is he's going to build it better. We'll have to wait and see how that comes about, because what we know previously under the Obama-Biden administration, there was a lot of regulation that came in that squashed job opportunities, not to mention international agreements that sent jobs overseas. So, you know, people are on a wait and see and hoping at the same time, you know, for the good of all concerned that, you know, like some would say, that he does no harm.
True. But, you know, I have to say, as an American right now, I feel like the country needs to be able to have a moment to step back and catch its breath.
Yes.
And I'm hoping that there is this opportunity in front of us, and that hopefully 2021 kind of turns a new page in, you know, I'm not too terribly political, but I will make a political observation.
Okay.
And that is, you know, for all the chatter about what a divided country we've become, if you look at the election results, especially in the House of Representatives, we came together and we went straight down the middle
right.
as a country. When you think about the number of Republicans who gained seats in the House of in the House of Representatives, we really are much more of a moderate centrist country than I think a lot of the media has portrayed us as being. And I think that that's great news and really refreshing.
No, that's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up, because that is quite telling. With the Republicans taking 12 seats, there's another, I don't know, what, 9 seats still, the counting that's out there. But clearly the Democrats will still have the majority, but it'll be a slim majority. The temptation could be there is that there could be some more across-the-aisle agreements that would work for the best interest for both sides. And I, like you, I'm hopeful that maybe that's what happens out of all this. Whatever, you know, could happen out of the Oval Office, it is our legislators, it is our representatives that do the heavy lifting, is it not?
It is, and that's what people need to understand. And, you know, there was a lot of finger pointing going on, but the fact is that there was a lot of legislative work, heavy lifting, that was not done
yes.
in the past 4 years. And, you know, if there is, you know, because Nancy Pelosi is going to have the slimmest majority in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's without the rest of the seats coming in counted one way or another, just from where we stand right now with decided elections.
Right.
So the far left coalition that had a lot more power over the last 4 years has really been marginalized. And that tells me that we might finally get to legislation for America, things like infrastructure spending, for heaven's sake.
Exactly.
It's the lowest hanging fruit you could possibly think of. I think that that's going to be a lot more feasible. And I think a Joe Biden is somebody who could easily push that through.
Well, it's been out there for a long time. I know that Trump has offered that. We talked about infrastructure for a while, and, you know, the conditions of the country may be so. And as you say, with the low-hanging fruit that it is, I mean, this could be a job creator. I mean, we'd put a lot of people back to work with an infrastructure program, wouldn't we?
You know, we would, and I think that that's what America needs to focus on more than anything right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just stimulus to throw money at people to not work. Right. And there's no integrity in that. And I think it's insulting to say that people want to not work.
No,
we are
right.
Americans, after all. I mean, how many times have I said America in this one interview?
Right.
But infrastructure spending, when you think of all the displaced oil field workers, for example, they've got a transferable skill set.
Exactly.
Easily lend itself to infrastructure spending that, you know, in 2021, we get a fresh report out from the engineers who track it in America. We were already almost $6 trillion in the hole just for repairs. To give you a point of comparison, in China right now, there is currently work being done on 30 airports. I mean, hello.
Yes.
I mean, why aren't we doing more of that here?
Well, you're exactly right, and I'll tell you, if we can extricate ourselves from the political gumworks that we've, you know, been hanging on and having to experience these last couple of decades, and really free up the natural enterprise of Americans, as you say, as my dad used to say, we're Americans, not Americans, and we are
agreeing with him.
We are industrious, and we can make a lot of things happen. Just set us loose. I think that's what happened. Also, you know, again, not to, I don't want to get you, you know, involved in the political aspect of it, but I look at it. Maybe because I have this, you know, political sensitivity. But when we had the transition, and it's only just a moment of learning here, when we went the transition from the Obama administration, where there were lots of regulations and people, jobs were stifled, they were shipped out, and all that we went through. And then when Trump came in and he eliminated all these regulations, it really freed up the labor market. And it's like they came through, you know, it was just like they were freed, you know, good God Almighty, free at last. And they went to work. And, you know, and to your point, it's just a natural expression of our humanity here in America, isn't it?
It is. And I think that that is something that we can build on. I mean, for heaven's sake, hopefully we've learned from the coronavirus, from this terrible shock to the healthcare system and to the economy, that we need to have more, for sure, more pharmaceutical and personal protective equipment manufacturing done at home.
Exactly.
And this has also hopefully taught us that we should quit giving lip service to the idea of home growing our own engineers, but do it. I mean, if there's all this fiscal spending going on, why don't we spend more to take promising high school graduates and turn them into engineers?
Exactly.
Instead of saying we need college for everybody so they can get liberal arts degrees that don't allow them to even earn a living wage.
No, I hear you. Obviously, there are so many things to talk about that we can look at retrospectively, and I appreciate your thinking, because that's the way I think the same way. I think from the ground up, you know, from a standpoint of saying, okay, what is it, you know, with the end game in mind, and then you got to go back to the ground and say, okay, what can we do here? What can we alter at the ground level in order to realize the expected outcome that will be win-win for all concerned? And I mean, what you're talking about right now is lifting people out from a minimum wage opportunity to you know, six-figure jobs in a pretty quick order, without having to be encumbered with a $250,000 of you know, college tuition debt.
Absolutely, and that
how novel.
People who are free.
See, you and I just solved so much. We did this in less than 10 minutes. You and I, is that amazing?
It is, but that shows you how easy it can be if you
exactly.
look at the thinking.
Right. Amen. Danielle DiMartino-Boo, CEO, Chief Strategist for Quill Intelligence, LLC. We've got more from Danielle. Stay with us right here.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. 9 in 10 homebuyers are motivated to purchase their first home, while 4 in 5 say saving for a home is a priority. According to new homebuyer insights from Bank of America, this motivation is encouraging because homeownership can help families create a legacy and build long-term wealth, making it easier to achieve their life goals. However, many would-be buyers say that expensive home prices, high rent costs, and student loans impact their ability to save. AJ Barkley, Senior Vice President, Neighborhood Lending at Bank of America.
We understand that becoming a homeowner can be as challenging as it is exciting. While many prospective homebuyers can afford monthly mortgage payments, saving for the upfront costs may make homeownership seem out of reach. We have low down payment mortgages as well as down payment grants and closing cost grants, which are helping eligible homebuyers break down these barriers so they can afford a home of their very own.
To learn more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/homeowner.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back with America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Happy Thanksgiving. Pray it was a great Thanksgiving, a safe one for you and your family. Our conversation with Danielle DiMartino Booth, CEO and Chief Strategist for Quill Intelligence, author of the book Fed Up, An Insider's Take on Why the Federal Reserve is Bad for America. Speaking of the Fed, Janet Yellen has been picked by the administration. I mean, I think this is the first time we've ever had a Fed chair in an administration before. Is that right?
It is indeed, and this is kind of a moment in history, if you will. I'm sure that she's a lovely person, and I'm not trying to speak disparagingly of her, but we have to remember that when Janet Yellen was the head of the San Francisco Federal Reserve, there was new century in her backyard. Countrywide was in her backyard. The whole subprime mortgage crisis was happening right before her very eyes, and she didn't see it because she's a University of California, Berkeley trained labor economist. And in that role, she is very well suited. But when you think about how complex our financial system is and our markets are today, with chatter about digital currencies and the next generation of payment systems, I have to say that this is not the best suited candidate. And when you think about the political savviness that Steven Mnuchin has had to have for the past few years, you're sending somebody who is very soft-spoken in to do some potentially difficult, hardcore negotiations. So this is a very popular move. Janet Yellen has been in favor, under the correct circumstances, for negative interest rates, for the Federal Reserve buying stocks. And, of course, investors love this, but it has absolutely nothing to do with capitalism. And I'm concerned that we're going to go further down this path of unconventional monetary policy that in the long run is not good for the country.
Danielle, how much more debt can we deal with here? I mean, we keep mounting. I mean, last time you and I talked, I think we were probably at about 23 trillion. We're now, what, 26, 27 trillion, looking at 30 trillion just around the corner. And I mean, with each additional trillion, I just sense that our national security is being compromised. How much more can we deal with here?
Well, that's a good question. And when you bring up things such as national security, you're spot on, because China has us in its sights. And if you look back at the last 16 regime changes for reserve currency status, we've had ours since about 1918, effectively. But if you look back at the last 16 regime changes, reserve currency status changes, 12 of them involved a hot war. And that's why national security is truly at the heart of this massively ballooning global debt and what it speaks to the hegemony of the United States. If we lose that, because that is indeed what has given us the ability to be globally dominant, to be right. The superpower, it's the dollar. Mm-hmm. And we've lost sight of how incredibly important it is to safeguard the buying power of that dollar by tacking on so much debt. You know, my mantra coming out of the last 4 years is, you know, as China goes up the technological ladder, it is not about soybeans. It is about semiconductors.
Exactly. And speaking of China, I mean, you know, China's made it clear, and you would think in, you know, consideration of this projected outcome for the presidency of a Joe Biden as the 46th president of the United States and where America is right now, is the country going to be influence because of this indebtedness that we have to make decisions that will be pro-China that aren't necessarily in America's best interest?
Well, I can hope not. I don't put much stock in polls. I don't put much stock in surveys. I do put 100% stock in Gallup polls. They've been around since 1935, and they're straight down the middle. They're unbiased as can be, nonpartisan. And the latest Gallup polls show that an overwhelming majority of Americans, the most on record, are very much anti-China. And I know that that's a strong term to use, but when you consider the damage that they've done to our economy, I have to give Donald J. Trump full credit for putting China on our radar such that we understand the threat that it poses to our future.
Exactly.
And I would hope that we would not give back any of the awareness that we've gained over the last 4 years, and that we maintain our vigilance because our allies are beginning to come our way with restrictions placed on Huawei, whether you're talking about the United Kingdom or starting what we're starting to see in Europe and even Australia. So we need to build on the momentum of what China poses a threat to the global system as we know it.
Danielle, I got to tell you, I'm getting emails from around the world. People are freaking out because of what they see on the horizon in terms of the communist Chinese specifically and the very aggressive moves that they've made and what this could do if America somehow through this whole process is neutered. I know a lot of people can't even begin to perceive that possibility, but you know, you understand the markets. You see this. I mean, you can project this out, and I don't know if you agree or not,
But their feeling is that if America is neutered, this is going to give a lot more breath to the aggressiveness. And breath, I don't mean just breathing. I mean breath in terms of volume aggressiveness that China has been taking and has been increasing over the last 10 years.
There's no more critical issue, I think, facing not just the United States, but the world. And one of my greatest concerns is that because countries such as Germany have seen their growth propelled by the growth and the urbanization in China, and because Brazil and many of our allies to the south have become so reliant on China's purchasing their exports, and because we have the IMF bailing out 74 countries, many of which China extended debt to, and now will presumably excuse that debt in exchange for something. You have to look back at World War I. You have to look back at World War II and understand that there are two sides being made here. And it really is as simple as that. Whose side are you going to be on?
Right.
And our leadership has to be, you know, visionary in their take and in their approach to what is truly at stake here.
In some cases, there's some parallel. I mean, with what's happening with some of the states that have been irresponsible, monetarily speaking, and looking for a bailout, you've got the international community that sometimes, the circumstances being what they are and not being held accountable. I think Donald Trump was holding, NATO accountable, for example, for their debt for security, and saying, look, you guys promised 2%, you should pay 2%, and look what's happening with NATO. I mean, the leadership of NATO is excited because they've got more money than they've had, and they got Donald Trump to thank for it. But it comes down to some fiscal responsibility. Does it not?
It does. And we cannot be in this alone. And that is what takes me back to, how grievously threatening it is that our central bank continues to facilitate the buildup of debt, that this is something that is going on all around the world with other major central banks, such that in the event of a crisis, you have to ask yourself, who's going to have the wallet?
Exactly.
Who's going to have the money?
Right.
And that's something that we really have to contemplate.
And so if China is the only one with the money, what happens?
Well, then, he who's got the money.
Rules.
I mean,
exactly.
It all comes down to that.
Is this where it's heading? I mean, is this the trajectory that you see? I mean, with all that China has been doing, because, I mean, President Xi picked no bones about it. He didn't just want to be ahead of America. His vision when he took over was to control the world. I mean, this has been a global campaign and vision that they've had from day one. And why America and the international community has not seen this coming is quite, I want to say blatantly ignorant or conveniently ignorant. I don't know. It just is beyond me and beyond comprehension to how they could overlook this.
I'm going with your conveniently oblivious. I'm saying conveniently oblivious because economically they've benefited so much. If you think about BMWs and Mercedes, they sell more of them in China than anywhere else in the world.
Mm-hmm.
If you think of so many American factories and luxury goods retailers, they've all benefited from the growth and the modernization of China. These are things that, don't bite the hand that feeds you. Wait a minute, the hand that feeds you is going to slap you.
Exactly.
So, we have to be very careful about short-term, long-term, because China's playing a long game.
Right. Well, and you can see, for example, we spoke with the prime minister in exile for East Turkestan and the Uyghurs. All you got to do is see how they're treating the Uyghurs. You can't be the next Uyghur society that China targets?
Exactly. And you have to look at it that way and look at other countries that are communist in nature, where, you know, if you're not careful, you'll be like, whoops, my company just got nationalized.
Exactly. Danielle DiMartino-Boo, CEO and Chief Strategist for Quill Intelligence, LLC. Happy Thanksgiving, Danielle. Take care.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Take care. Bye-bye.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.